welcome into Jags of the Roundtable, the Jaguars and the Detroit Lions tonight at Ford Field. Let's get right into it, guys. Blake Bortles will get about a quarter with the ones tonight. If he plays well, what does that mean going forward?
Well, it means that he takes another step towards showing he's eventually going to be the guy. What it doesn't mean is that he's going to be the guy in the opener, because he's not going to be.
You don't see that in any way, shape, or form?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, that one is really simple. I think what it does is continues the conversation about where he is and his mastery of the offense, and it goes to where does he eventually enter the lineup,
right.
You know?
Which he will at some point. I just don't think it's going to be – there's nothing he can do tonight to make himself the starter against Philadelphia.
You know what it does? It drives Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley crazy, because the questions just continue to come.
And the questions continue to come on the offensive line, too. Yes, there are two quarterbacks playing with the first team, but there could be three centers playing in this game tonight, too. If you don't have a quarterback and a center situation set up, that's a real issue, right?
Well, you know, I think it is, and I asked Mercedes Lewis about it earlier in the week, and he stopped to think about it. He said, yeah, you're talking about two of the most important positions on the offense, and both of them seem to be in transition. You know, it's a when question, obviously, with the quarterback. It's a who at center, you know, and Mike Brewster just hasn't claimed the job. Jock McClendon got all the reps this week with the number one, and I'm not sure if either one of those guys is the center, and it's not really Brandon Linder.
Well, it's not insignificant that McClendon took all the reps this week with the ones going in the third preseason game. I think what you would like to see for the long-term future of the franchise, Luke Buenco get healthy, keep getting better. Maybe he gets into the mix, maybe even plays very early.
But it's an important thing for people to pay attention to, is that as this offense is trying to find its personality and grow, you've got two critical positions that we're focused on, and they're not set.
We move right along to this, the third preseason game. It's always the dress rehearsal game for the starters, but is it as important as it has been in the past?
Well, it's important. I don't think you're going to look at this team on tonight and see, oh boy, that's the finished product. They are absolutely ready for the regular season, because there's still a team that's testing things with a lot of moving parts. But what you want to see is the things that have done well in the preseason so far. Defensive line, Blake Bortles, passing game with Chad Haney started getting better last week. You want to see those things continue so that you have something to hold on to going into Philly.
It is still very important. Gus Bradley said earlier this week that practice this week and next, he'd taper it back, try to get guys' legs back. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of guys next week against Atlanta. So this is that last chance to get that live game action. The third preseason game was always the most extensive. And so for this team tonight against Detroit, against a team that's got some really good players, Calvin Johnson, Ndamukong Suh, Matt Stafford, it does give you one more good opportunity before you go to Philadelphia to kind of gauge yourself against some really top competition.
Some franchises really worry if the starters don't win this third preseason game.
Okay.
I don't think the Jaguars are there yet, but you want to see guys who you're going to depend on do really well this week, because it does show you that they're ready for the regular season.
Let's move along to cuts. Now, after this round of games this weekend, the rosters go down to 75, and then, of course, after the final preseason game, it's 53. But could coaches make the cuts now and just get it over with, 53?
They could get very close. I think they could get close short of knowing who's going to be injured and who's not. There's some questions at receiver, some of the positions where you're not sure. I'm not sure they know who to cut at center. I think that's going to be a big deal, and I think that's really the thing that's sort of hanging out there at this point. Usually when you get down to 53 at the end, you're realistically talking, you know what guys you really want to keep for the duration. It's a matter of figuring out who's healthy, who's not, how you're going to juggle that lineup week one.
You got a card? I can do it right now.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
good.
I know who I want.
But would you do it well?
Yes. Yes, I would. I might not do it exactly as they would, and I think you're right. I mean, I think 52 is pretty easy to get to right now. And they could probably lay out the practice squad for you as well. I mean, you get to this point now, they've got a good body of work on anyone. The question is, can somebody win a job tonight? And yes, there's some undrafted rookies on this roster who, if they have a strong performance, they could take that 53rd spot. So I think 52 is pretty much certain at this point. For me, 53, let's do it.
And, of course, the league has added two practice squad spots as well. We'll finish out with the depth of this football team. You know, when this build started, that was the thing. There's no depth here. There's nothing behind the first team. Well, it's starting to change in certain areas. They're deep in some areas, like D-line, but shallow in others.
Well, you know, I think the thing that stands out to me the most is now you've got a couple of offensive tackles who are down, Austin Pasdar, and they really like Josh Wells, the undrafted rookie from JMU. And all of a sudden, you got two guys who aren't practicing, they're not playing. So, you know, offensive tackle is a shallow spot, you know, in this roster pool. A spot with some considerable depth, I think, all of a sudden, now that you got Dakota Watson back, you got a nice core linebackers, athletic guys that can run. Now, whether they're talented depth and whether this is a good unit or not, you know, that remains to be seen. And I think the secondary is an area, obviously, in year two, where they took the chances last year, and all the young guys, where you've got some depth.
Well, I think the good signs are they spent a lot of time building the defensive line this year and the secondary last year. It feels like those are deep. Other spots, I mean, I think they're sort of deep at quarterback. I mean, maybe not that front line that you want, but whoever's the backup's going to be a pretty good backup. At running back, you know, are they deep or are there a lot of names we know about? We haven't really seen some of these position groups.
Depending
really
on how
play.
Toby plays.
Well, depending on how good the backups really are. We haven't really seen them in regular season really go after it. We've talked about them, but they haven't really shown it yet. So I think that's really the story around a lot of the roster. I think there's potential depth. I don't know that they've shown that they're really, really playoff deep yet, but that's what's coming.
The least depth, the shallowest spot in the roster right now is tight end.
No question.
Clay Harbor out. Because you have Mercedes Lewis and then a bunch of guys. So, I mean, they've got to get Clay Harbor back or find somebody.
A lot of things to figure out tonight. Preseason game number three, the Jaguars and the Lions at Ford Field. 7:30 kickoff. We'll see you next week before the Jags face the Falcons at Everbank Field.